Κύριε επιστροφή στην εκπομπή και τελικά τα καταφέραμε. Έχουμε ήδη συνδεθεί με τις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες να μιλήσουμε για πρώτη φορά με την κυρία Μέρι Βίτε. Μέρι, hello from Athens. Σε καλωσορίζουμε από την Αθήνα.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. My birth name was Maria Panousopoulou.
Το όνομά της που, με το οποιο πήρε στη γέννησή της ήταν Μαρία Πανουτσοπούλου.
Yes.
Μαρία Πανουτσοπούλου.
It sounds Greek.
Well, I am Greek. I just got taken away. Yeah.
How do you pronounce your English name?
Marie Witte.
Okay,
it's Marie. Not English, it's German.
Witte.
I married a man, yeah.
Witty, that means wise person.
What?
Witty means wise.
Anyway, Petro says witty means wise person, ex sophos anthropos.
Yeah, quite witty, yes.
Yeah.
But I wasn't born a witty. I was born a Panousopoulou.
Yeah. Γεννήθηκε Πανουτσοπούλου, όπως λέει η ίδια. Mary, tell us a little bit about your story. First of all, πρώτα απ' όλα, where are you now? Where in the States? Πού είσαι τώρα, σε ποια πολιτεία?
Well, I have two homes. I'm here right now in Phoenix, Arizona. In the United States, my son lives here, so I come for several months to visit him and my granddaughter. You know, she's 7, and then I have a home in Vermont that I've been living in for 30 years, but my son lives there now. It's too cold for me.
Yeah.
I've been living in the United States since I was 4 years old.
Yeah. You'll tell us your story. Let me translate. Μας είπε η Μέρη ότι τώρα είναι στο Phoenix, Arizona, στην πόλη του Phoenix στην Αριζόνα. Εκεί είναι ο γιος της και περνάει αρκετούς μήνες εκεί. Η ίδια εδώ και πάνω 30 χρόνια κάπου μένει στην πολιτεία του Vermont, η οποία είναι στην νοτιοανατολική πλευρά των Ηνωμένων Πολιτειών και κάνει κρύο εκεί, έχει χιόνια κτλ. Και γι' αυτό το λόγο τώρα υποφελείται και έρχεται και μένει με το γιο της.
Είπες νότιο-ανατολική.
Βόρειο-ανατολική. Mary, we always ask people on our show to tell us their story. So is it possible to tell us your story? Μπορείς να μας πεις την ιστορία σου.
Yes. I was born February 2nd, 1952, I think. My mother was 15 when she was raped by the side of the road while she was waiting for a bus. And her family was poor and had many children, and they didn't believe her. And you know the times back then, women, anyway. I won't go into my rant about women.
Let me translate.
Anyway, so
let me translate, Mary. Let me translate, because
yes.
Μας είπε η Μέρη ότι γεννήθηκε το Φεβρουάριο του 1952 στην Ελλάδα. Η μητέρα της ήταν 15 χρονών. Μας λέει ότι βιάστηκε η μητέρα της. Στην άκρη του δρόμου, η οικογένειά της μας είπε δεν την πίστεψε, δεν πίστεψε αυτό που τους είπε και την έδιωξε κατά κάποιο τρόπο από το σπίτι. Εκείνη η εποχή ήταν πολύ δύσκολη εδώ στην Ελλάδα για όλους και ιδιαίτερα τις γυναίκες. Yes, Mary, go ahead.
She was thrown out, so she went to her friend, the same friend that she had been visiting in the town that I don't remember the name of, a little ways away, and she stayed there until I was born, and 1 month after, and then at 1 month she was sick and upset still from the rape, and she said that I had my father's eyes, and she couldn't stand it, so she gave me to the orphanage for foster care. She was planning on coming back. they told her that she needed to get married first before she could come back and claim her child.
Okay, let me translate. So she... Let me translate because I will. Μας είπε η Μέρη ότι μετά από αυτό η μητέρα της πήγε στο σπίτι ενός μιας φίλης ενός φίλου σε μια γειτονική πόλη, δεν θυμάται το όνομα, όπου έμεινε μέχρι ότου γέννησε την Μέρη, και ένα μήνα αργότερα η μητέρα της ήταν πολύ εκνευρισμένη, πολύ λυπημένη από το βιασμό και όλα αυτά που είχαν γίνει, και είπε ότι τα μάτια της της θύμιζαν τα μάτια του βιαστή της, του πατέρα της δηλαδή, της Μέρη, και την πήγε σε ένα ορφανοτροφείο και της είπανε με την υπόθεση ότι θα ξαναεπέστρεφε να την ξαναπάρει. Της είπανε από το ορφανοτροφείο ότι για να το κάνει αυτό θα έπρεπε να παντρευτεί. So Mary, your mother left you at this orphanage. Was it in Patras?
Yes, it was the Patras orphanage. And I got my papers, some of my papers from there. So I found out the whole story, but I only found out, you know, after I'd met her and things happened. So then they put me at 6 months old. You know, I was starving and the orphanage was overcrowded. They put me in a foster home, and this home had three women, the Yaya and two daughters, and the youngest daughter took care of me. And I was very happy as a child. I remember lots of things. I don't know why, but I remember all the way back to 3 years old. And I remember that they were extremely loving family. I thought that she was my mother. I thought that this was my Yaya. I thought that was my aunt. Nobody told me any different. And I played out in the street in front of the house. And the house was only like a block or two from where my birth family lived. So I would see them. They would come by the street and they wave to me. So, you know, I had an identity. I mean, I really did. I had an identity. I had lots and lots of love. I remember going to the church and to the place where everybody danced at night, and my life was good.
Okay.
And then a man came. Okay.
Let me translate.
And Mary, you do remember all these things 3 years old?
Yes, I got hit in the head at 3 years old, and I woke up conscious. I said, "Oh, here I am."
Okay, let me translate. So, μας είπε η Μέρη ότι την πήγε η μητέρα της στο ορφανοτροφείο της Πάτρας, αλλά υπήρχαν πολλά παιδιά εκεί και την δώσανε για ένα είδος υιοθεσίας.
Με μια μεγάλη γυναίκα, με δύο κόρες, αλλά ήταν τρεις γυναίκες, γι' αυτό πέρασε ωραία.
Και πέρασε πολύ καλά, μας είπε, η μία από αυτές την πρόσεχε, ήταν πολύ καλή μαζί της, έχει πολύ καλές αναμνήσεις από την διαμονή της, την οικογένεια αυτή, η οποία μάλιστα έμενε πολύ κοντά στο σπίτι της οικογένειας, της πραγματικής της οικογένειας, και μάλιστα μας είπε ότι οι πραγματικοί της γονείς ερχόντουσαν και χαιρετάγανε, δηλαδή η πραγματική της οικογένεια ερχόταν και τη χαιρετούσαν από μακριά. So why is it Mary that your real family didn't do something to get you back? Γιατί δεν έκανε
Nobody
κάτι
knew where I went.
Πραγματικής.
They disappeared. They didn't weren't told anything. They weren't told a thing. When I met them years later, they told me that I the man came and got me off the street. I guess he had legal means to do that. Took me to Athens where he adopted me, and then took me to the east coast of America, and nobody knew. They told me that they didn't know.
Just a moment, because we miss you somewhere here. So one day, say somebody who came,
the adopted father,
came
Pericles Canalis.
Okay, came and picked you up and took you to Athens, and from there took you to the U.S.?
Yes.
He was a Greek-American?
Yes.
Okay, μας είπε ότι...
And it had to do with HEPA.
Oh.
HEPA had something to do with that, and the person, people, anyway.
So let me translate. Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι μια μέρα ήρθε ένας κύριος, ο οποίος προφανώς θα είχε τα δικαιώματα. Την πήρε, την πήγε στην Αθήνα και από εκεί ένας Ελληνοαμερικανός την πήρε από την οικογένεια που έμενε μαζί του στην Αθήνα και από εκεί την πήρε στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες. Και ο συγκεκριμένος άνθρωπος, ο Ελληνοαμερικανός, συνδεόταν με την οργάνωση της ΑΧΕΠΑ. Mary, where in the States did he take you?
He took me to New York. I mean, you know, we went through Ellis Island. I've got my signature there. Oh, not signature, but they've got me there. And then to New Jersey. No, not to New Jersey, to Baltimore, Maryland.
So, μας είπε ότι την πήρε στην Νέα Υόρκη και από εκεί την πήρε στην Βαλτιμόρη, στην πολιτεία του Maryland. And that was 1956 or something?
1956, yes.
1956, she was 4 years old. You were, ήσουν 4 χρονών, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You were 4 what years old at the time. Ήσουν 4 χρονών.
4 years old. Yes, 4.
What do you remember from all this, going to Maryland and so on?
I remember I remember being on a plane that had that was filled with children, the whole thing filled with children, and I sat next to the man that had brought me, Mr. Canales, and excuse me. then we stopped in Europe, I think, but somewhere, you know, on the way. And a bunch of children got off. In fact, most of the plane got off. And then there were only a few children left. And then we went to New York. And I remember a little bit about New York, crossing underneath the, you know, in the underground tunnels to get across the street. I remember Baltimore, the snow there. And I thought I remembered the people, but, you know, I don't know. I have a picture of that time, a couple of pictures. So, yeah.
Yeah. And let me translate. Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι αυτό που θυμάται είναι στο αεροπλάνο, ότι μπήκε σε ένα αεροπλάνο με πολλά παιδιά. Το αεροπλάνο σταμάτησε κάπου στην Ευρώπη. Τα περισσότερα παιδιά κατεβήκανε. Αυτή συνέχισε με τον Ελληνοαμερικάνο θετό πατέρα, ας πούμε, προς την Νέα Υόρκη. Θυμάται την πόλη της Νέας Υόρκης, τα tunnels, τα κανάλια. Θυμάται επίσης το χιόνι στη Βαλτιμόρη εκείνη την εποχή. And what happened afterwards, Mary? Τι συνέβη μετά?
Okay, so I spent a year there, and almost a year maybe, I don't know exactly. But in about a year, while I was there, I don't remember a lot. Just a few things. I remember the house and the big lawn leading up to it. I remember that they had a TV, and the Eisenhower was on parade, and there were horses, and I drew a horse on the frost in the window. And they all gathered around and said, oh, she's an artist. You know, it wasn't a bad time. I don't remember anything bad. I just, they were Greek. So, you know, I ate the Greek food and talked Greek. I went to a funeral of the Papu. I don't know who he was. And I got baptized again. So I think it was kind of a regular Greek family here mm-hmm. in America. But then at a year, a couple of things happened. The people, some of the people got arrested, and it was in the newspapers. And of the people that were trafficking the children, and then my mother wrote a letter to the Red Cross, asking where I was and could she have me back. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it, you know, or I don't know if people were afraid of the law, but they gave me up for unknown reasons, and I wound up in a tiny little room. There was no window and no bathroom and just a crib, and they just left me there. I heard a woman screaming outdoors that she was supposed to get a baby, and who was this big girl? I had a terrible, 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 terrible time starving and feeling like I was going to die. And then I know this sounds silly to people, but I felt a presence of God, rocking me, holding me, telling me I was going to be all right, and that God would always be with me.
Okay, let me translate, Mary. Μας είπε η Μέρη ότι ενώ ήταν όλα καλά με την ελληνοαμερικάνικη οικογένεια που ήταν εκεί, μιλάγανε ελληνικά, είχαν ελληνικό φαγητό και όλα αυτά στο Maryland, μετά ξέσπασε ένα σκάνδαλο με τους ανθρώπους οι οποίοι μεταφέρανε τα παιδιά από την Ελλάδα στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες και αλλού, συνελήφθησαν ορισμένοι. Η μητέρα της έκανε ερώτηση στο Διεθνή Ερυθρό Σταυρό για την κόρη της που ήταν η κόρη της και ξαφνικά λέει, ίσως γιατί φοβόντουσαν τον νόμο και τα λοιπά, βρέθηκε μόνη σε ένα δωμάτιο χωρίς παράθυρα, χωρίς φως, σχεδόν χωρίς φαγητό, στο πουθενά. Μόνη εκεί πέρα και ήταν πολύ τρομοκρατημένη. Θυμάται ότι άκουγε μία γυναίκα που έλεγε ότι ήρθα να πάρω ένα μωρό και όχι μεγάλο παιδί, αλλά η ίδια εκεί πέρα που ήταν αισθάνθηκε, λέει, σε κάποιο σημείο την παρουσία του Θεού και ότι κάποιος την αγκάλιαζε και της έλεγε ότι όλα θα πάνε καλά. And how long did it last, Mary? Πόσο κράτησε αυτή η διαδικασία?
How long did what last?
In that room.
What last?
In that room. How long did it last? How long did you stay there in that room?
How long did I stay in that room? Oh, you know, it seemed like forever. So I don't know. I was just, I was five years old.
Ήταν πέντε χρονών, δεν θυμάται.
There was no time. There was no day or night in that room.
Δεν υπήρχε μέρα και νύχτα σε αυτό το δωμάτιο, δεν μπορούσε να ξέρει. And afterwards?
So afterwards I was taken to San Diego to meet my new adopted parents. And they said that I was emaciated at that point in time and thought that I had come straight from the orphanage. And, you know, I tried to tell them that's not true, but they didn't believe me. I mean, they said they didn't believe me. Anyway, let's skip ahead. So when I was 25 years old, I had told my in-laws, I was married, I had told my in-laws about, they were German, and had lived through the war and had had terrible times, and my mother-in-law was very sympathetic. And so they were taking a trip to Greece at that time, and they asked me if there was anything they could do for me, and I said, I remember at the orphanage that when I left, I don't know why I was at the orphanage when I left, or maybe it was before, but anyway, I was there and sitting on this rim of a fountain with the Virgin Mary, and a man was sitting next to me who I later found out was my uncle, and he gave me a little lamb and told me to never forget who I was, and so that was that in Greece. Then in America, when I was taken to the San Diego people, well, like I said, I don't want to talk about that time. 25 years old. The my in-laws went to a bank and that was closed because it was time to sleep. And they pounded on the doors. They saw a man inside. And he came and opened it up and let them in. And they my father-in-law had written down my information on a little teeny weeny card in German and but he had the question in Greek, can you tell me where the orphanage, can you give me directions to the orphanage, and the man saw that and saw all the other stuff that was written because he could read and speak seven languages, and he said, I know the mother of this girl, and she has been looking for her for all this time. So he had lived next door to where she grew up and knew the whole story. Then she started writing me letters, and I wrote her letters, and then a couple of years later I went to Greece and to meet her.
Okay, let me translate because it's been a long story. Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι πήγε στο Σαν Διέγκο, δεν θέλει να μιλήσει περισσότερο για την εμπειρία της εκεί πέρα, και όταν έγινε 25 χρονών και παντρεύτηκε, η οι συμπέθεροι, ας πούμε, οι γονείς του άντρα της, οι οποίοι ήταν Γερμανοί και είχαν ζήσει και το Δεύτερο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο και όλες αυτές τις εμπειρίες, της είπαν ότι πάμε Ελλάδα, θέλεις να κάνουμε κάτι, και τους έδωσε αυτή η Μέρη όλες τις πληροφορίες σχετικά με την δικιά της περιπέτεια, στο ορφανοτροφείο στην Πάτρα, όλες τις πληροφορίες που είχε, και όταν ήρθανε αυτοί στην Αθήνα, στην Ελλάδα μάλλον, και πήγανε προφανώς στην Πάτρα εκεί στο... Βρήκαν έναν άντρα, έναν άνθρωπο, ο οποίος όταν είδε όλες αυτές τις πληροφορίες τους είπε ότι αναγνώρισε, μάλλον κατάλαβε ποια ήταν η κοπέλα, δηλαδή η Μέρη, και τους είπε ότι γνώριζε την μητέρα της και με αυτόν τον τρόπο ήρθε σε επαφή μαζί της και 2 χρόνια αργότερα την συνάντησε. So you met your biological mother 2 years later, right, Mary?
Yes.
In 1970, yes, that was when? Yes. That was in 1979. Το 1979, λοιπόν, συναντά την μητέρα της. Where did you meet her? In Athens, in Patras, στην Αθήνα, στην Πάτρα που τη συνάντησες?
She came to the Athens airport. I came there with, and I'd sent her a letter, but she hadn't gotten it yet. So she came. I had to call her from the airport because nobody was there when I got there. And then she came and she brought a bunch of relatives from Patras. So they had to drive all the way over there. So I waited there at the airport, waiting for her. And here come then all these people come, and they all hug me and hug me and hug me.
Yeah,
they were your first cousins, brothers, sisters. What
yes,
were they?
Yes, they were. They were my aunts and uncles. They, you know, since my mother, my mother. What I was trying to say, there were 7 children. So, and she was, you know, one of the 7. So, they came. Those aunts and uncles who were closer to my age than to hers. Some of them.
Yeah.
My aunt Athena was only a year older, yeah. But they all came, yes, and crowded around me and hugged me and brought me back to her house in Piraeus. I don't know if that's the way you spell it, pronounce it.
Piraeus, yeah, you're right. So your mother stayed. Okay. Your mother lived in Piraeus at the time.
Piraeus, yes, yes, she lived there. She was married.
Mm-hmm.
She had a husband. So I met her, and here's the thing.
Let me translate, Mary, because I may forget some things. So, μας είπε η Mary ότι ήρθε στην Αθήνα για να συναντήσει την μητέρα της. Είχε στείλει ένα γράμμα, αλλά το γράμμα δεν είχε φτάσει προφανώς πριν αυτή αφηχθεί στο αεροδρόμιο. Ήρθε στην Αθήνα και την πήρε τηλέφωνο να έρθει να την βρει στο αεροδρόμιο, και εκεί αφήχθηκε όχι μόνο η μητέρα της, αλλά και αδέρφια της μητέρας της, θείη δηλαδή, της Μέρη, και την αγκαλιάσανε και τα λοιπά, και την πήρανε στον Πειραιά, όπου έμενε η μητέρα της, η οποία είχε παντρευτεί. Did your mother have other children?
No.
No. Ήταν η μοναδική της κόρη. Η μητέρα της δεν είχε άλλα παιδιά. Okay, Mary.
And she was very sad about that. So here's the thing that I wanted to say. I was greatly looking forward to meeting my mother, of course. But she wasn't the mother I remembered. You know, I remembered this mother with so much love, and she wasn't her. I didn't recognize her, so I kind of had to start over with, you know, accepting that this person was my mother. So
Mary,
that was a little difficult.
Did you ever
met? I didn't know.
Did you ever meet the woman with the 2 daughters that raised you until the age of 4?
I'm sorry, what?
Petros asks whether you ever met the lady who took care of you when you were 3 years old.
I did, but it wasn't until... So I met my mother that time, that first time when I was, you know, 27 years old, I think. And she wasn't prepared for me, and I had a lot of shocks, you know, when I met her. One of them was that she was a Jehovah Witness. And yeah. I'm sorry, I don't like that religion. I like the people just fine, you know, nothing against them, but I don't like religion at all. So she was very, very religious, and she had to leave every day to go do her stuff, you know, door-to-door stuff and meetings and things. And she left me there with her husband, who was a bit crazy.
Okay.
And she and I didn't know how anything worked. So I didn't know how to do the door. I didn't the bathroom. I clogged up the pipes first thing. You know, I didn't know anything about Greece. I couldn't.
So μας είπε ότι ξεκίνησε με το που συνάντησε τη μητέρα της. Το μυαλό της είχε την άλλη γυναίκα σαν μητέρα της. So, ξεκίνησε με τη γυναίκα, με την μητέρα της, την βιολογική της μητέρα από την αρχή και δεν της άρεσε καθόλου το γεγονός ότι η μητέρα της ήταν μάρτυρας του Ιαχωβά, μας είπε, γιατί η ίδια δεν της αρέσουν οι θρησκείες και τα λοιπά, αλλά ήταν πάρα πολύ έτσι πιστή η μητέρα της, πήγαινε σε διάφορα, παρακολουθούσε διάφορα...
Είναι διαφορετικά ήταν τα μάρτυρα του Ιαχωβά.
Γεγονότα και τα λοιπά, δεν το περίμενε αυτό. And, και την άφηνε μόνη στο σπίτι με τον άντρα της, ο οποίος ήταν λίγο τρελός από ό,τι μας είπε. And Mary, what's next? Because we are running out of time, that's why I'm asking you.
All right, what's next is that I went back home to America and I had 3 children and then I got divorced and then I went back to see her and that's when I met my the foster mother that I thought was mine.
Okay.
My mother, yeah. I met her, but she was all very old, and I only got to see her for a few minutes. But I recognized her right away. She recognized me right away. We put our arms around each other, and a window opened in my mind, and all the memories just
came back.
You know, flew in.
Yeah, it came back.
Well, and then after that, I visited my mother many times, and she visited me.
Okay. Your biological mother, you mean, right?
My biological mother, yes, Aglaya, came to the United States a couple of years later. No, you know, after 1999 when I got divorced, then we started seeing each other.
Okay. Μας είπε λοιπόν η Μέρη ότι επέστρεψε στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες, παντρεύτηκε, έκανε 3 παιδιά, χώρισε και μετά τον ήταν σε επαφή με την μητέρα της και σε κάποιο σημείο συνάντησε και τη γυναίκα η οποία τη φρόντιζε όταν ήταν 3 χρόνων και νόμιζε ότι είναι η μητέρα της και ήταν πολύ συγκινητική η επανένωση εκείνη. Mary, as I said, we are running out of time. Τελειώνει ο χρόνος ο ραδιοφωνικός.
So θα μπορούσα όμως κάποια στιγμή να ξαναμιλήσουμε.
Ναι, we can talk again, of course, because today was a little bit difficult. Ήταν λίγο δύσκολο σήμερα. So you're still in contact with your mother?
She died in 2016.
Η μητέρα της πέθανε το 2016. Do you keep...
The other thing that happened was that she had promised me, or her husband had liked me, even though, you know, he was a little crazy. Anyway, they had told me that I would inherit their apartment, their house. Mm-hmm. And but then when the time came and she was dying, I went there and she had sold it to another person that had lived with her. So that was that.
Okay.
She died and we were not on good terms when she died, and it makes me so sad even now.
Yeah. Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι πέθανε η μητέρα της το 2016, της είχε υποσχεθεί μαζί με τον πατριό της ότι θα την κληρονομούσε αυτό το σπίτι που έμενε, αλλά τελικά όταν έφτασε η στιγμή πληροφορήθηκε ότι το είχε δώσει σε μια γυναίκα, σε κάποιον άλλον που ήταν μαζί τους, που τους φρόντιζε πιθανόν και δεν είχαν καλή σχέση με την βιολογική της μητέρα λίγο πριν πεθάνει και αυτό τη στενοχωρεί πάρα πολύ. So, are you still in contact with your relatives in Greece? Είσαι σε επαφή με τους συγγενείς στην Ελλάδα? Not really.
Some of them, but you know, most of them died. I mean, you know, my uncles died, and then you know, a couple of them went to Australia, and I haven't heard from them. But a couple of them, I'm still, you know, on Facebook with.
Yeah, μας είπε ότι με κάποιους είναι ακόμη σε επαφή, άλλοι έχουν πεθάνει, άλλοι έχουν πάει αριστερά δεξιά.
Will you be coming to Greece at all?
Oh, I would love to, but it's very expensive and I'm poor. So I don't know. It depends. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional now. My children, I have three children, they're all grown and doing well, and they said that we will all go to Greece together, but maybe next year.
Yeah. Mary, we will talk again. I'm sorry, we are running out of time. It was very nice to hear.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm crying, so it's fine.
Don't worry. You know, it's human. You know, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Thank you for telling us your story.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, with our audience. Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ που μοιράστηκες την ιστορία σου μαζί μας. We'll talk again. Θα μιλήσουμε ξανά. Σε ευχαριστούμε πολύ, Mary. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you very much.
All
thank you. Bye.
Bye. Nice. Take care. Bye.